You're listening to SBS News.
187 minutes of calculated, selfish inaction. That's how a US committee investigating the deadly Capitol riots on January 6th have described former President Donald Trump's initial failure to call off the attacks. Again, on US primetime television, there was more explosive testimony and never-before-seen vision of the then-president refusing to say the election was over. Two former aides also accused Donald Trump of adding fuel to the fire and giving rioters the green light, while witnesses revealed Vice President Mike Pence called his family to say goodbye as people chanted to hang him. Republican Liz Cheney.
Donald Trump was confident that he could convince his supporters the election was stolen, no matter how many lawsuits he lost, and he lost scores of them. He was told over and over again, in immense detail, that the election was not stolen. There was no evidence of widespread fraud. It didn't matter. Donald Trump was confident he could persuade his supporters to believe whatever he said, no matter how outlandish, and ultimately that they could be summoned to Washington to help him remain president for another term.
Liz Cheney also says the evidence clearly shows Mr. Trump incited the attacks because he could not accept losing the 2020 election.
In our hearing tonight, you saw an American president faced with a stark and unmistakable choice between right and wrong. There was no ambiguity, no nuance. Donald Trump made a purposeful choice to violate his oath of office, to ignore the ongoing violence against law enforcement, to threaten our constitutional order. There is no way to excuse that behavior. It was indefensible. And every American must consider this. Can a president who is willing to make the choices Donald Trump made during the violence of January 6th ever be trusted with any position of authority in our great nation again?
Fellow committee member Adam Kinzinger, a Republican congressman from Illinois, says Mr. Trump ignored pleas to call off the attack from his children, friends, and advisers for 3 hours and 7 minutes.
For 3 hours, he refused to call off the attack. Donald Trump refused to take the urgent advice he received that day. We as Americans must all agree on this. Donald Trump's conduct on January 6th was a supreme violation of his oath of office and a complete dereliction of his duty to our nation. It is a stain on our history. It is a dishonor to all those who have sacrificed and died in service of our democracy.
Blocked from joining protesters, having argued with the Secret Service, Donald Trump went back to the White House after his rally. For the next 2.5 hours, he stayed in the presidential dining room, watching the insurrection unfold on Fox News. The official White House photographer was ordered not to take any pictures. Under deposition, senior advisers claimed the president made no calls to law enforcement. Instead, the president repeatedly phoned unnamed senior Republicans and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Committee member Elaine Luria says the former president must publicly apologize, be held accountable for his actions and lack of actions, and take responsibility.
President Trump has never publicly acknowledged his responsibility for the attack. The only time he apparently did so was in that private call with Kevin McCarthy. There's something else President Trump has never acknowledged: the names and the memories of the officers who died following the attack on the Capitol.
New evidence presented shows Donald Trump recorded a video message but refused to stick to the script, speaking off the cuff. Video and audio was released of the outtakes from that recorded message.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. And to those who broke the law, you will pay. You do not represent our movement. You do not represent our country. And if you broke the law, you can't say that. I already said you will pay. the demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defied the seat of dust. It's defiled, right? See, I can't see it very well. Okay, I'll do this. I'm going to do this. Let's go. But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over, okay?
But Congress has certified. Now Congress has certified.
Yeah, right.
Now Congress
has certified. I didn't say over, so let me see. Go to the paragraph before. Okay? I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. Yesterday is a hard word for me.
Just take it out. The heinous attack.
Ah, good. Take the word yesterday, because it doesn't work with the heinous attack on our country. Say on our country. Want to say that?
No.
My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote.
The first round of public hearings is now closed, but the probe is not over yet. With more evidence and witnesses, the panel returns in September.